All right, stay with us, too, because coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to give you an opportunity to go to opening night at Les Miserables at the Fisher Theater, playing December 20th through the 8th of January. Just a classic. So give you an opportunity to win those tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, look, I think that Oakland County certainly is one of the more affluent counties in the state of Michigan, but that doesn't mean there aren't people in this community, in the county, that still need a lot of help. And for the 35th year, the Oakland County Sheriff's Office is putting on Coats for the Cold Coat Drive, and it will run until tomorrow, right? So we got we're on the tail end of this here, and you got still got some time to contribute. And to help us talk about that is Sheriff Michael Bouchard, who joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Sheriff, nice to talk with you. I know that this is obviously a very needed event for you and an important one for the community, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. It's near and dear to my heart. It actually has been a program that I started 35 years ago, as you said, and it's followed me around from my days as a councilman, and I was actually a street police officer at the time when I founded it, because I saw some people huddling by a steam grate while I was working, and after I came off shift, and thought, geez, oh, Pete's, you know, how are they going to get through this winter? And when I got home, I looked in the closet and thought, you know, I got some great coats in here. You know, I get a Christmas present or I get a new coat, and a really good warm coat still there. So I started Coats for the Cold, which are gently used or new, to give to folks. And now 35 years later, we're going to hit our 200,000th coat that we've given away. And we work with partners all across the community now, 800selfstorage.com, Genesis, Real Estate One, Max Bruck, Larry McKenzie Movers. I mean, just a whole bunch of folks that have been involved. This year, Beacon Health Options and Glenn McFarland, the CEO, is going to give us a bunch of new coats and get us over the 200,000 line. And so many people need that basic coat in the winter to get them through the tough spot. They're homeless or they're in a position they can't even buy a coat. And so what we do is we collect all these coats, thousands of them every year, and give them to our existing charity and service partners. And they give them to known people in the community that have that need at no cost. That's my only stipulation. You can't sell these. They have to go to somebody for free.
Sheriff Bouchard, you bring up such a great point. I'll just speak for my family. We don't throw coats away. When you get a new coat, you put the old coat, I guess, in old coat never, never land, where it just goes into the closet. And oftentimes, it's perfectly fine. You just wash it, clean it, do what you need to do. And now you have an opportunity to get rid of it as opposed to throwing it away. You have an opportunity to get rid of it and help somebody in the process.
Absolutely. Yeah, your closet gets more and more stuffed year after year. You get a, you know, you see a great coat or you get a present, and, you know, so many of us are blessed and fortunate to have that. But, you know, it gets to a point where you're not wearing most of them. And so, you know, I was able to take a bunch of really good coats out of my closet the first year. And, you know, I think most people can do that. And that's how we ended up, you know, getting so many coats and getting them out to people. And when, you know, I've been at the giveaway point, you know, when people get coats and been able at different charities, you know, they put them on racks and let people sometimes go through and shop for a coat. And you see the smiles and the appreciation, and you hear what it means to them. And a gesture like that is important. It's even life-saving, you know, and we take those things really important. If we can help somebody in need, that's part of our mission in life.
And, you know, I didn't realize that you got this idea when you were working the streets. How important is that connection maybe you have even with all the with deputies that work for the Oakland County Sheriff's Department? Because they're the ones that are out there. They see what the needs are. How important is that community involvement to then see what the community actually needs?
It's super important. You know, a lot of the things that we do have nothing to do with police work and everything to do with service. And so, you know, you'll hear people in Washington say, we got to get back to community policing. The police officer out in the street every day does community policing every day because they're the front lines. They see all of the needs in the community, whether it's mental health or homelessness or drug addiction, all of those things they see. And so they see where they can help or what kinds of things may make a difference. So we have probably more programs, I think, than any agency in the country that deal with things that aren't, quote, police work, but are very much community service. You know, Coats for the Cold, we do Recycled for Kids, which is now expanded into adults, where we give bikes to people that need bikes because they need it for transportation, or kids that wouldn't be able to afford a bike otherwise in their family. We do all sorts of programs like that that have everything to do with when you're out working, what you see, where there's a void or a need in the community, how can you fill that void to be part of the community more deeper, connected to it, and serve it better.
Sheriff Michael Bouchard kindly joining us. It's Coats for the Cold, Oakland County Sheriff's Office. Still an opportunity for people to volunteer, to help, or whatever the case may be, as you continue this great cause?
Yeah, I mean, we're, as you said, we're wrapping it up. So, you know, they can go to our website, oaklandsheriff.com, and it shows the drop-off locations all across the community, how they can get them in. And
you got them everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah, no, it would be great if they'd be involved and they can, you know, sign up and help us next year. You know, we've got lots of kids in high school that are now involved. And, you know, if you want to get involved in this, it's one of the longest, obviously, but also I think one of the more effective free Coke giveaways that I'm aware of.
Sheriff, before we let you go, I wanted to at least ask you, I know that you and the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office continue this campaign to tell kids in schools, look, if you're making threats, you'll find them. You're going to prosecute them. This is against the law. It's not funny. You're not getting out of a test. It's serious. And certainly Oxford is example number one in Oakland County. But we had a couple of whistleblowers come forward yesterday saying the school didn't follow procedures up and down the list. Just wanted to see if you had any thoughts on the news that was made yesterday.
Well, the most important thing that we can do is communicate and share information. And that goes then to, you know, threat assessment and determination of what's the next step for it. So we have a very kind of simple but a very basic process at the sheriff's office that if we're looped into any alleged disturbing behavior or threat, we immediately go and render that situation safe. So make sure that there's no immediate danger, that if for example, it's a student, make sure there's no weapons or immediate threat. And then we do an immediate follow-on where we go to the student's home and make a determination of availability and accessibility to weapons. And then the process can take, you know, a little more time because you've made the situation safe and determined what the possibility and probabilities are. And then you can begin to loop in other kinds of things like home assessments or mental health evaluations, things like that. So if you don't share information, then you'll never get that intervention moment if you don't loop everybody in. And we've seen it work and not work. So, for example, we had a situation where a six-year-old told his parents at home that another six-year-old said they were going to bring a gun to school. And instead of dismissing it, they're saying, oh, honey, I'm sure that child didn't mean it, or, you know, it was a really bad, bad attempt at a joke. They looped us in. We looped in the schools. He didn't know the person's name. And so we were at the school the next day, and we found a six-year-old with a loaded gun trying to go into school.
Oh, my God. Mm.
So, you know, that information allows us, when we share it, when we all talk, whether it's because more than likely either another student or a teacher or somebody in that school, if we're, again, talking about school threats, is the most likely person to see or hear something mm-hmm. that's concerning or threatening. We're not that person. So we need to hear it and share it and then take action.
Make the assessment.
And that's the best way to get in front of it, is through that assessment of what the threat is. And as you said, even if they don't intend to carry out a threat, it's still a crime, and it still makes people very fearful, terrorized, and we're going to hold you to account and present every one of those cases to the prosecutor for charges.
Well, thank you for continuing to do that on behalf of everybody who's got kids in Oakland County Schools. We appreciate you staying on top of that, and we appreciate you giving the needy, somebody who's maybe a little short on a couple of bucks in a time of high inflation, an opportunity to stay warm this winter. Sheriff Mike Bouchard, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Appreciate you guys.
You do the same. More next on the Paul W. Smith Show.